I don't know if I did the right or wrong thing when it came to St. Patrick's Day yesterday, but I took my corned beef and I put it in a taco. I did tell you that, right, Wes?
You did, yes. Your mom did.
Well, my mom made it, and then I put it into a taco. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. We don't need to get technical here, Wes.
Okay.
Technically, I took the meat and I put it into my taco.
That she made. That doesn't make you making a taco.
I created whatever.
Jesus had my back on this. That's not somebody making a taco. They just use other people's ingredients.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Ortegan in with us this morning. Gurney's got it. And Gurney's got tacos. We definitely do. You are the owner of Tacos El Durango.
Yeah, so we're located on Gurney, right off of Washington and 41.
Oh, I'm well aware of where you're located, Jesus. Now, you brought in some delicious food this morning, which it smells really good. I can't wait to eat it, of course, because I don't know if you listen to the show, but I have like a...
unhealthy love for tacos.
I do. I could eat tacos breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's okay. What are some things that you specialize there?
So the three plates I brought for you guys are our major popular plates for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
For example, for breakfast, I brought you guys chilaquiles, which is a traditional breakfast.
Oh, I know it.
In Mexico. It's pretty much just like corn tortilla chips. And then you get to choose whatever sauce you like. We have a hot, mild, a medium. Traditionally, in Mexico, we just use two sauces, which are the red hot and the green medium.
Okay.
But we offer more of a variety here for our customers, as some people like more on the mild side or on the spicier side.
Right.
And then for lunch, I brought you guys queso birria tacos, which is something uprising here in Lake County. Traditionally, it came from Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay.
And as it's been going by, each day has added its own kick to it.
Gotcha.
So we kind of like made it a little bit different, but... around the same lines. What birria is, pretty much like slow cooked beef.
Okay.
Takes a couple hours for it to cook. It's nice and tender. And then you get on the side the broth that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then traditionally you would dip the taco in the broth. And it doesn't sound like all that crazy concept, but the way it's cooked, the tortilla, they toast it a little bit.
Okay.
Within the same broth. So they dip the tortilla in the broth.
Ooh.
So it gets kind of crispy and...
did you say you brought some of that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And then the last plate I brought for you guys is more like the biggest plate that we have actually at the restaurant.
Okay.
Which is the traditional Durango. And that's a mixture of like a piece of steak with melted cheese on top, chorizo, cactus.
You know, I've never had cactus before.
Yes, you have.
No,
we had it when we were in... we got those
Mexico?
Big bowls. Yeah, no, I was trying to remember. Playa del Carmen. Those huge bowls that we got.
I ate cactus?
There's cactus in there, yes.
Oh. Because everyone talks about like cactus tacos and cactus this, and I don't recall ever eating cactus. Thank you for letting me know I have consumed cactus before. All right, so cactus included in this plate.
I mean, the reason why it's called like traditional Durango is because it's traditionally what you would find in a cookout in Durango.
Okay.
So we put all the elements all together in one plate, and that's how we offer it at the restaurant. Like I was saying, it comes with a piece of steak with melted cheese on top, chorizo, guacamole, grilled onions, grilled jalapenos, rice, beans. So you get a whole
Yum.
Bundle in one plate.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, a lot of people share it, but there's people that can eat it on their own.
I can do it. Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
And then the last thing I brought for you guys was one of our biggest sellers for dessert, which is flan. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's pretty much like a Mexican custard.
Okay.
It's a nice basic dessert, but it's full of flavor.
You guys also do fried ice cream there,
fried
too,
cream,
right?
Yeah, only reason why I didn't bring the
fried
ice
cream. Well, that wouldn't travel that well,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, probably would have gotten melted by the time we got here.
I just want to make sure that you guys do definitely offer it there.
Yeah, we definitely do offer fried ice cream.
That's one of my favorites. Again, talking to Jesus from Tacos El Durango, which, how long have you guys been here in Gurney?
So we're about to hit 9 years in May.
All right.
It's been quite a journey.
I'm sure it has, especially with
this
last year.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, everybody... went through I feel like difficult times, especially the restaurant industry, but the thing we did for all 11 months was curbside,
right?
And that worked quite well for us because it seemed like customers were feeling quite safe, just pretty much grab it and go.
And nothing against other restaurants or any other like
cuisine,
tacos travel the best.
Absolutely.
I mean, because you could eat a taco hot, lukewarm, cold.
I bet you've eaten one while driving.
No, I would never do that. Right. I would never do that. That would be messy. What inspired you guys, though, to open here in Gurnee?
So my dad and my mom are the primary owners.
Okay.
I pretty much just help around, and it's always been a dream of them to better themselves, be successful out there. And for the longest, they worked at other Mexican restaurants, mm-hmm. and they always wanted to have something of their own, be able to get out there and serve their people. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it wasn't until 9 years ago that we launched the business.
Because
we would always do, before we did the restaurant, we would always do catering for like events, weddings, and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until like that started booming that we decided to...
Time to get a storefront.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was becoming too much.
Right.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good, though, right? It was a good problem.
So you guys still offering the curbside, you mentioned...
We offer curbside for those who... You know, who still ask for it.
Right, right, right.
But since it's our lobby's open now for dining and to go, and it's only me, mom, and dad who are running the place along with my sister. So it's sometimes kind of hard
to do both. Okay.
But if the customer needs it, then why not?
Why not? Exactly. And then you guys still offer your catering menu. You're open 7 days a week.
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. Our hours are kind of short, Saturday through Tuesday. And that's only because it's a family owned restaurant,
I
mentioned. So that way we can enjoy a bit of the afternoon for ourselves too.
Maybe if you haven't been to El Durango, Tacos El Durango in Gurnee, it's somewhere you could check out for the Gurnee Back Together Dining Challenge. Yeah, so stop by, order some food, take a picture to post on Gurnee's Got It Facebook page to participate in this. It's the hashtag Gurnee Back Together Dining Challenge. You could win a gift card to a Gurnee restaurant and later on, even that grand prize of an overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge. Week two winner was Deb Seidel. She won that gift card to Riverside Cafe. Again, Jesus in with us this morning. One last thing that I must ask you before I let you go is what your Gurnee go-to is.
So my Gurnee go-to is actually kind of funny because it's within our same plaza. It's Mr. Pita.
Okay.
Yeah, they offer pretty good Mediterranean food.
Might have heard of them before.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
You take
they
a pita?
Just on right before.
You take a pita? Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking to Lena before this. She did not say you, though. No, I'm just kidding. This is awkward. Mr. Pita is really great and really looking forward to enjoying the food that you brought in with us this morning. We'll be doing a Facebook Live for everybody else to check out and just really rub it in their faces that we're having tacos for breakfast. Hey, Zeus, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
No, thanks so much, you guys, for having me.